Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin, that website weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Friday, third day of December 2021. Folks, low-level cloud cover, a little fog around the area again this morning, low-level moisture return off the Gulf of Mexico. All this happening as an upper air disturbance is also moving by overhead as well. That's why we're seeing a few sprinkles around and why the clouds are going to be a little slower today to clear out than they have been the last couple of days. We got to get this upper air disturbance. It's right over the I-35 corridor at mid and late morning, and as it moves eastward this afternoon, we'll get back into sunshine. At late morning, sun already out in places like Junction, Brady, Fredericksburg, Kerrville out there, so that's progressing on eastward in the wake of the upper level disturbance. And we'll get back to sunshine. You know, we got up to 81 yesterday out at Camp Mabry on Thursday, and I see no reason, no other strong fronts approaching for right now. So I see no reason we're not around 80 for a high today, assuming we get that sunshine this afternoon, and then 80 again tomorrow, and maybe 80 again on Sunday for South Central Texas. But we're in a pretty progressive weather pattern, and what that means is beginning Sunday, or at least we're going to be getting into one, and by late Sunday into Sunday night and early Monday, a pretty strong cold front goes through. It'll come through sometime about midnight Sunday night. Slim chance of rain with it. I still think the best chance of rain will be south and east of the Austin area proper, and we'll cool down pretty good on Monday. What do I mean by progressive weather systems? Guess what? That front gets south of us Monday. It comes back quickly as a warm front by late Monday night and Tuesday, and we begin to warm up on Tuesday. As temperatures come back up, the cloud cover picks back up. There'll be another cold front due Tuesday night into early Wednesday. That could bring a shower maybe with it or a thunderstorm, particularly southeast of the area. But again, rain chances locally still pretty slim. And then we turn a little cooler for Wednesday night into early Thursday. But guess what? Just beyond our seven-day forecast, by the end of next week, there's probably another cold front out there that'll move through the area as well. So kind of an unsubtle weather pattern, a string of cold fronts we have to watch for next week for Austin and for South Central Texas. But until that first one arrives Sunday night, temperatures will continue to be above seasonal averages. And at the same time, we're likely to see our late night and early morning low cloudiness and patchy fog persist as well. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Friday, on this third day of December 2021. I'll update my audio weather webcast and the seven-day forecast, of course, which is on the website. I'll do that on Monday morning, take the weekend off. Everyone have a good Friday and a safe weekend.